The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara bringing you an eco postcard. Each week, I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful Earth. Some are troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere, and some are uplifting stories of restoration. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. Okay, well, let's start with a story about something that we could happily cut back on or get rid of, and that is private jets. Now, the whole aviation sector is a problem in terms of greenhouse gas emissions. In New Zealand, it's one of the fastest growing sources of emission. It's more than doubled since 1990. And while globally, aviation produces about 3% of all carbon emissions, in Aotearoa, it produces about 12%. So there's no doubt that flying is a climate problem. Now, we focus on that aspect of flying that uses private jets. Private jets per person use vastly more, produce vastly more carbon emissions. There's been a steady increase in private planes arriving from overseas. It's very difficult to get information about this phenomenon, but the nearest available information is about 500 private jet landings at the Queenstown Airport last year, which has almost doubled since 2019. Adam Curry, a campaigner from 350 Aotearoa, emphasizes that ending private jet flights doesn't mean eradicating evacuation flights or medical flights or training flights planes responding to emergency situations. Just private jets being used for transport by people who can afford to either own or charter a plane, or I might add a helicopter. I understand on Waiheke Island that the number of helicopters is increasing and causing considerable sound pollution to residents. So it's a measure that would target only the very, very rich. Adam Curry says, as people around the world struggle to put food on the table, the uber-rich clink champagne glasses across the sky at the expense of the climate. It's a slap in the face for people doing it tough. And indeed, the insult to the idea of equality is exaggerated in the case of the use of private jets and private helicopters, and it would be quite good to get rid of them. Okay, on to the next item. And this is an aspect of the Fast Track Approvals Bill that is looming and looking really quite problematic. The revisions that have recently been published and suggest that we can soon have coal mines on protected land, that consent of coal mines would be possible on significant natural areas or wetlands, which is a type of mine that was specifically prohibited under past legislation. This would enable, in particular, the Te Kuha coal project to go ahead north of Westport, on land that has been shown to be biologically both rich and rare. And the conflict is between protecting this land and the promise that there'll be dozens of jobs in this coal mine and bring a lot of money to the region. Stevenson Holdings Limited is the company in question. They were almost granted consents to do this in 2018, but Forrest and Bird appealed this consent on the basis of the rare ecosystem in the area. The subsequent national statement on freshwater management prevented mines like Te Kuha from getting consents. This is now being reversed, and it seems highly possible that Te Kuha mine will be consented, bringing into our close northern South Island region not only destruction of this ecosystem, but also an activity we're told is absolutely incompatible with remaining under 1.5 degree warming. A problem for all of us to think how to handle this. Okay, good news story. Warehouse, the Warehouse Group, has switched more of its stores to solar energy. Another 34 stores across New Zealand, bringing their total now to 57 stores in the North Island using solar lighting. They point out that lighting up stores with solar means cleaner energy and less strain on our national grid. Building on our first solar push in February, they say, this will slash our Scope 2 emissions by at least 1,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide every year, the equivalent of taking 200 cars off the road. And they point out, and I do think this is important, that this also contributes to the stability and sustainability of New Zealand's national grid by increasing the total solar energy capacity. So thumbs up to the Warehouse Group for this particular move to increase their solar capacity. That's it for today, dear friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Monday afternoons 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.